Be ready, in season and out of season, to confess Jesus. Lutherans used to be the best at this. We used to do this better than anyone. 500 years ago, the reformers were ready to confess Jesus. In season and out of season, or when it's convenient, when it's inconvenient, be ready to confess him. And 500 years ago, you want to talk about a time when it wasn't very convenient to confess Jesus. Well, the devil roamed the streets back then. He even took his place in the church to pull people away from Jesus. The church was so powerful then that it could have burned you at the stake for publicly questioning their traditions of men. And the world was filled with lost sinners whose only hope was in purchasing a piece of paper and buying an indulgence. Out of season, you bet. The devil, the world, even the church were accumulating teachers and doctrines to suit their own passions and turning away from listening to the truth and wandering off into myths. But bold confessors of Jesus stood up. People who were ready in season and out of season to confess Jesus. And they rebuked the devil, they rebuked the world, they even rebuked the church and pointed the whole world back to our Redeemer and our Savior. That we're not reckoned righteous on account of our works or our merits or our love, but solely reckoned righteous on account of Christ by faith, by God's grace. We used to be better at this than anyone. It's in our blood as Lutherans to confess Jesus. But our age is showing a bit. 500 years later. And as the cardinals and royals have unfortunately shown us, just because you were good at one time doesn't mean you'll be good forever. We do have a few highlights, though. We have dedicated missionaries overseas, more missionaries in the last few years than we've had in the past 40 years. And our LWML, who do wonderful works for the church and for God's people. LWML is 75 years young this year. They've raised millions of dollars in mites to help those who are in need to get the word of God out to everyone. But for most of us, us regular old Lutherans, we've lost our swing a bit when it comes to being ready in season and out of season to confess Jesus. Most of us don't even bother to pick up the bat anymore. We're content to stay in the dugout. I guess my question for you this morning is why? A lot of reasons. Don't know one particular. I do know the reasons why I hear from others that we're not comfortable confessing Jesus in season and out of season because the world's getting too dark out there, Pastor. Or I'm not comfortable doing that, Pastor. Or my favorite, I don't know how to, Pastor. What do I say to that? Okay, then don't worry about it. Just like in a ball game, if you came to a coach and you said, you know, that the game's just getting too dark out there, coach, or I don't want to hit, coach. I'm not comfortable with the bat anymore. I've lost my swing, coach. I don't know how to do it. Coach wouldn't say, okay, go on, sit at home then. No. Heart of the issue isn't any of those things, really. What I really hear when I hear excuses about this is I don't care, Pastor. Because the excuses don't play out. If you didn't know how to confess Jesus, but you cared, well, then you would learn how. Or if you just weren't comfortable with confessing Jesus, but you cared, then you wouldn't care about your comfortability. Or if the world was just getting too dark, but you cared, then it wouldn't matter how dark the world got. There's something about this world, something about this life that sucks the compassion out of us. We become complacent and numb. Like an athlete who stops caring in the off season, you'll be unable to perform in season. Be ready in season and out of season to confess Jesus. But the heart of the matter is we're not even ready to confess Jesus when it's convenient anymore. Lord, have mercy on us. It's convenient to talk about Jesus in church. It's convenient to talk about Jesus with other Christians, and we should. It's hard to confess him in a world that's getting so dark. But while you slumber in your evangelism stupor, I have to ask you, and myself included, have we forgotten who it is who is in our midst? Because if you saw who was in your presence, if you truly realized who it was who stood in your midst, if you just had eyes to look off yourself and to fix them firmly on the Lord who stands in your presence, then I know how great of a confessor of Jesus you would be. As Solomon finished offering his prayers and pleas to the Lord, he arose before the altar of the Lord where he had knelt with hands outstretched to heaven. And he blessed the assembly of Israel with a loud voice, and he said, "Blessed be the Lord. Not one word has failed all of his promises. For the Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. May he never leave us or forsake us, that he would incline our hearts to him, to walk in his ways and keep his commandments, that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is our God and there is no other." The Lord's with you. And he never leaves you, and he never forsakes you. Don't you see? If the Lord of heaven and earth is with you, then who cares how dark this world is going to be? He's the light of the world. No darkness can overcome him. The darker the world gets, the brighter his light is. So confess Jesus. Be ready. He's with you. He is the light no darkness can overcome. And he's by your side. He won't forsake you. If the crucified and risen Lord is with you in your presence, then who cares how comfortable they are? When you're weak, then he's strong. Be ready to confess Jesus. The one who gave up his body on the cross, forsake all sense of comfort for himself, stands with you. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. If the Holy Spirit dwells within you, then why would you ever worry about knowing how to do it right? The Holy Spirit knows. And he's with you, and he will give you the words that you are ought to say in the time that is needed. And he can use one little word of God's word to create life-sustaining faith in the heart of another. Be ready, in season and out of season, to confess Jesus. The world's getting darker. And confessing the faith isn't going to get easier. And you're never going to know how to do it right. This isn't much of a pump-up speech, I'm sorry. We can't do this. Can't. But the Holy Spirit can. The Lord can. And he's with you. And don't ever let the world or others strip away from you the knowledge that the Lord of heaven and earth is with you, and that not one word of his promises have failed. Be ready to confess Jesus. Along with our missionaries, along with our wonderful LWML, along with the whole body of Christ, so that the whole world may know that the Lord is God, and there is no other. Amen.